T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Happy hour in the 5:30 hour. You can start texting in at 81807. What's making you happy? And we'll enjoy your happy and the 5:30 time slot.
And HGTV, I have to admit, I am addicted.
Me too.
My wife and I both love to watch HGTV. And now there is a local Minnesota angle that's coming up at 5:20. Want to hear more about that show?
That'll be fun. But this story, this Jeff Bezos story is insane. Okay, settle in if you're commuting home. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is apparently the target of extortion and blackmail by the publishers, which is AMI, which publishes the National Enquirer. Okay? The National Enquirer, Jeff Bezos, says, threatened to publish revealing photos. They called it below-the-belt selfies. So,
uh-oh.
Use your imagination, but it's exactly that. It's exactly that. Okay, so they threatened to publish these photos along with, you know, photos of the new girlfriend that he was having an affair with. And, you know, they're personal photos. They're dating. They were sending sexy photos, I guess, to each other. Okay, so they threatened to publish these photos unless he stopped investigating how the tabloid obtained his private texts with the mistress. Because a few weeks prior, the National Enquirer published texts between him and the mistress the day after he announced that he was getting a divorce from his wife. So whatever. Okay, so they have these texts. They published them. Jeff Bezos launches an investigation into how they got the texts. The National Enquirer goes back to him and says, "You better stop this investigation, or we're going to publish more photos." So what does he do? He posts in an unbelievable blog the letters from the National Enquirer basically threatening him to publish these photos. You read the whole thing, right? I was glued.
I did. It's just one of those head shaking. And again, Bezos, he could have done this, I guess. You know, he claims that he has no editorial oversight at the Washington Post. Mm-hmm. It didn't show up in the Washington Post. It was a blog post in Medium. And you can read it, and you should read it. The title is "No Thank You, Mr. Pecker."
And David Pecker is the publisher of the National Enquirer. It's not just a play on the photo. It is the man's name. Now, remember, the blackmail wasn't about – they didn't want money. They weren't extorting him for money. He said the Enquirer wanted Bezos to make a public statement that the tabloid's coverage was not politically motivated. So they wanted him to make a statement on their behalf, which he claims obviously would have been a lie, And I applaud Jeff Bezos for putting this out there. He published the letter from American Media Incorporated that described in detail the photos that they had. So it takes away their power, of course. But he said in the blog, he didn't say I'm the richest man in the world, but he's the richest man in the world. And if I don't stand up to this kind of threats, who could
extortion?
Yes. Who could do it? Not the rest of us who need to work for a living or embarrassed of our reputations or who would be ruined by it. When you have billions and billions of dollars, you get to say I was about to use an expletive and I can't use that. I know Dan's giving me the evil eye. That's screw you money. You know, that he can do whatever he wants. So he says, I will not kowtow to you. And the National Enquirer seems to have a history of doing things like this.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, Bezos wrote in his blog, "I prefer to stand up, roll this log over, and see what crawls out."
They claimed that he was newsworthy. They claimed Jeff Bezos was newsworthy because Amazon shareholders have a right to know about his judgment. as a business person. Of course, he countered with that I started Amazon in my garage 24 years ago. It's now between number one and number five of the most profitable companies right. in the world. So shareholders can make their own comments. But do you buy that he is newsworthy and therefore it's okay to post nudie photos of him that clearly you've hacked into, that you've gotten by undisclosed means, because it is newsworthy? I mean, I have my thoughts on that. Paul, you want to jump in?
Well, look, I mean, the initial thought was maybe it's Renee Sanchez. That's the girlfriend, right? Her brother is a fairly big Trump supporter, and that maybe somehow he obtained the text and passed it on to the National Enquirer.
So it's okay to publish them just because he's Jeff Bezos?
No. But the brother insists that it's not him. Could this be high tech? Could it be, you know, somebody hacking his texts? I mean, anything is possible, as we found out in the 2016 presidential election. You know, could this be the Russians hacking Bezos? You know, at first blush, that appears ludicrous. But, man, the game has changed. The other thing, you know, one of the subtexts is, okay, President Trump has gone after Bezos in recent weeks. I mean, the tweets have been vicious, calling him, you know, Bozo instead of, you know, purposely mispronouncing his name, because the coverage in The Washington Post has not been terribly favorable
Correct.
For the president. And also The Washington Post has been very, very determined to peel away the layers of reporting when it comes to Jamal Khashoggi and his death at the hands of the Saudi regime. And apparently that was a tripwire, according to some, for Mr. Pecker. So there may be a Saudi angle in this as well.
And that's why they wanted Bezos to say that the coverage of him was not politically motivated as an attack against him because of, in retaliation for the Washington Post digging and digging and digging. But the question really becomes, I mean, Jeff Bezos is a private citizen. Do they have a right to publish his photos? I mean, whoever owns the photos, by the way, is the owner of the photo. So legally, they really can't do that unless the owner of the photo gave it to that person. If it was hacked, you're not allowed to do that. We're not even allowed to share that stuff on social media. We get in trouble for that if we publish somebody's photo without their permission.
Right.
But to say that this was because the shareholders had a right to know, that is the biggest load of crap I ever heard. And the fact that the National Enquirer is just one of the biggest bullies in our country and has now been exposed for these extortion and blackmail, I am thrilled. And Jeff Bezos, if I didn't like him before, but I really didn't have any thoughts on him, I love him now that he exposed them for the evil that they think that they can export and that they can do to private citizens.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. We're still in the first or second inning of this and how things proceed. Now there's talk. I mean, Mr. Pecker at AMI, the parent company of National Enquirer, was given immunity for testifying, right? That his testimony on behalf of Michael Cohen.
Did Mueller give him immunity?
He has. I think it was SDNY. I think it was Southern District of New York. He has some level of immunity. Now, did he just blow up that immunity deal, and now are they going to go back after Mr. Pecker? We shall see. But this may not end up the way that the National Enquirer thought it would wind up. I mean, it was basically blackmail, right? You do what we say.
Exactly what it was.
We're going to release these photos, and you will be so embarrassed. Well,
and for them to say to him, make a false statement that says that the tabloid's coverage is
not politically motivated.
So go out there and lie. For them to ask him to compromise his values and lie for them so they don't publish this, it's unbelievable how egregious and how awful the people running this company are. You go out and lie for me so I look good. Unbelievable how they think that they can get away with this. And I'm so thrilled that they are exposed for the lies and the trickery and just the immoral behavior. Not that anybody expects the National Enquirer to be moral. I mean, it's a stupid tabloid.
We need to take a deep breath and just see. I think the facts are going to trickle out.
I think they have. You read the emails.
Yeah. But again, we don't know what we don't know, and let's see what happens here. But I was happy to see, you know, who likes a bully? Nobody likes a bully. And I'm
so
glad
stop defending
that
them.
Bezos was able to stand up to this bullying. Nobody, I don't care how much money you make, where you live, color your skin, nobody should have to put up with that.
Absolutely not. All right, we're going to lighten things up with a little HGTV. Bullies get put in their place, and hey, maybe locally you can get a new kitchen out of this deal. I love those shows. I do put that on the weekends. I only watch mm-hmm. HGTV because I need a little break from all the negativity and all the bullying that does happen
yep.
in the upper echelons in this country. It's 5:21. 1 minute. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Brad and Heather Fox, partners in Fox Homes, are going to be the newest HGTV stars, and they live right here in Minnesota. Brad and Heather, welcome to the program.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Well, Paul and I both love HGTV, so we're excited to see your new show. Tell us about the concept of it.
Well, Brad and I, we have been for the last 10 years or so helping people who they're not quite sure what to do. They live in a house that's maybe, you know, great neighborhood, great area, but doesn't quite fit where their family's going. Typically, it's families like ours who maybe they're expanding, they're adding kids, they're having parents move in with them, life's just kind of changing. And the house that they bought 5 years ago doesn't work for them, but we help them decide if they can change that house or if it's time maybe to just find something else entirely.
Okay, so I'm an HGTV addict, and so is my dear wife, Lori. We love the network. We get great ideas, and as Jor said very well, it's nice taking a break from the craziness that's going on right now. But my question, I mean, it's the hosts, it's the personalities, but finding that unique niche that differentiates what you're doing from some of the other shows, you got Flip or Flop, you got Love It or List It, and, yep. of course, Fixer Upper with Chip and Joanna Gaines leaving HGTV. Seems like there's an opening for the next power couple. What is your niche, Brad and Heather, and what do you think really sets your show apart? What's the sweetener, the differentiator?
Well, I think, you know, for one thing, we are pretty honest with people, and we like to just kind of keep things light, and Heather and I have a great time together. So it's a little less, maybe a little less vanilla than some of the other shows have been in the past. We do all the real estate and all of the construction in-house. So when you watch the show this summer, you'll see all of the ups and downs and all of the fun and maybe not so fun aspects that go into our day-to-day lives. So it's a little bit more of a behind-the-scenes look at how the heck we do all this stuff. And it's... It's been a ride. It's been a definite ride.
All right.
We didn't sugarcoat the times when things don't go perfectly. And we actually really appreciate the fact that HGTV didn't want us to. They wanted us to show the fact that, you know what, not everything goes perfectly. And sometimes a house that we think we can renovate and do, you know, add an addition to, and then we find out that things aren't quite what they thought they were behind the walls. And that's real life.
Yeah, and I think that authenticity goes a long way with listeners. They want to see, you know, the good. They want to see the bad. They want to see the warts and all. And I love all the shows on HGTV. At times, it seems formulaic. Like, why can we only choose from three homes? I mean, why does it come down to three homes every single time? The other thing that makes us nutty is that sometimes the budgets seem unrealistic. Like, okay, oh, you've got $30,000. Yes, you can do four bedrooms and your kitchen. And it's like, it seems like it's Monopoly money.
Yeah, that's a great point. We actually said from the beginning with them that we wanted the numbers to be real because, you know, we're fans of HGTV too. We've been watching for years and we've seen all the same things that everybody else sees. And, you know, to see like an entire house be gutted and redone for $50,000 just doesn't make any sense. So I can promise you that our numbers on our show will be much, much closer to realistic. They're not always perfect. And I'll tell you, we have to shoot eight episodes in about 8 months. So
wow.
I think what happens with a lot of
the
shows.
No, honey, 6 months.
6 months. Yeah, it was about six.
She's already correcting you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. See, here you go. It's all real. There's not a lot of time to shoot the show, to be honest with you. And so I think a lot of the other shows in the past have sort of needed to fall into a formula. You're absolutely right. And I think this time they said, like, let's try to buck the formula. Let's actually just make this as real as possible. And, you know, it's absolutely positive. It's all fun. But, it's real. And I think that I'm excited to see. We don't get to see it until you all get to see it. So we've been living it out, but I'm excited to see it as well because it's been a ride for sure.
So how did this happen for you guys? Everybody wants their own HGTV show. Did you shoot a pilot? Did you go through a company? Other people out there want to get on HGTV. How'd you do it?
Well, good question. We always kind of joked around about it, but we never, ever saw this as part of our future. And we got a call one day from a production company, and we get calls often of people like asking us, like, do you want to be on the cover of so-and-so magazine? And then they'll tell you, like, for a low fee of $5,000, mm-hmm. you could be on the cover of this or whatever. So we kind of thought it was one of those calls, and Brad took it and just like hung up, and they called back and they're like, no, we're serious. This is like, we really want to talk to you guys, and you don't need to pay us anything. Like, we want to chat with you and see if this can be a fit. And as we went down the road, doors kept opening, and we always kind of took it with a bit of a grain of salt. Like, well, we'll see if this goes anywhere, great. And if it doesn't, life is good.
Is it tremendous? Is it local, a local company that's producing you guys?
No, it's actually, they're out of Montana. It's called Warm Springs. They do a bunch with HGTV, and then they do a lot actually with other like A&E and Discovery. Mm-hmm. They do Mountain Men is one of their big ones, which is really beautifully shot. Yeah, they're awesome. They're just a bunch of like smaller town people. Like, I feel like we are too, Minneapolis feels, even though it's a big city, it feels like a small town sometimes.
Go ahead, Paul.
Brad and Heather, I just have a question. One of the comments I saw was that the weather becomes almost another character.
Oh yeah.
In your show, are you going to be showcasing Minnesota? I mean, will we be able to watch the show and say, oh, I know where they are, and oh, I'm glad they got that in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it going to be really Minnesota-centric?
Oh, definitely. And so, first of all, the weather is absolutely a character. They are, HGTV is based out of Tennessee, so they are a little bit fascinated with the idea that we build all year round. And
right.
They intentionally scheduled the shoot for over the winter because they wanted to capture as much of that as possible. Now, the challenge is going to be to show people around the country that Minnesota is beautiful in the summer as well. But this is going to be mostly winter, and it definitely has played a role in our timelines and it's beautiful. But, as we all know, winter can be a little bit of a challenge. So that's definitely
harder to shoot. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. But we also wanted to profile as many locations in Minneapolis as possible. So we actually have been pushing them to shoot out at coffee shops and restaurants and just around town, just so that we can get some of that local flavor. And there's so much that Minneapolis and the Twin Cities have to offer, and we definitely wanted that to be part of the show.
Great. Great, great, great. Well, look.
I thought you had another question. I'm going to jump in, too. How do people get on the show? They want their house redone. How do they get on the show?
We've gotten a few emails. right now we've casted season one, so that's all done, and we are shooting all of those episodes right now. We don't know, actually, if we'll have a season two, so I would say once we know, I'm sure we will put the word out, because casting was a little bit tricky for us this last fall, and so we'll be excited to get the word out and make sure people know that they can send some emails and calls, and we can try to get through the casting. But for now, we're all set, so feel free to reach out, but unfortunately, we can't cast anymore for this year.
Hey, Brad and Heather, Chip and Joanna Gaines put Waco, Texas, on the map. Truly.
Yep.
I mean, they've been a growth industry for Waco. People go to Waco just
right.
to see their home shop, and they did a great job. And I have no doubt that you're going to do the same thing for the Twin Cities, and we wish you the best of luck. The name of the show again, what should people be looking for?
It's called Stay or Sell, and what we are told is it will premiere sometime in late summer.
Okay. Stay or sell.
Brad and Heather Fox, well, we wish you the best of luck. You're awesome. Partners in Fox Homes, and we'll look for the show Stay or Sell on HGTV.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks,
we love
Brad.
That.
Thanks a lot.
Good luck,
bye.
You two.
Local couple making it big. We love it. We're going to be watching
wow.
them. I know.
That's cool.
Happy Hour is next. Our phone number is 651-989-9226. Our text line is 81807. I'm going to pull it up now. Take a look at your text, 651-989-9226.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's time for happy hour, my friends. It's time for happy hour. Our phone number is 651-989-9226. Paul and I have two phone lines open. Paul, before we get to you and me and Dan, we got a couple lined up here on the text and the call line. So let's start with Anna from Buffalo. Hey, Anna, what's making you happy today?
Hey, Jor, it's my birthday, first of all.
Mazel, happy birthday.
And my mom gave me a gift of 4 snow tires, which I just got put on.
That's the best gift
perfect
ever.
Perfect gift.
Absolutely.
Perfect gift.
Absolutely. I feel powerful.
What are you doing for your birthday, Anna?
Going out to dinner with my daughter.
Excellent. Excellent. Well,
going someplace and spinning donuts with the new snow tires. Right?
Huh?
You gotta go spend some donuts in a parking lot someplace with the new snow.
No, actually, I probably could.
Yeah,
I feel like my car is taller.
Yeah, you like have superpower. You're driving like one of those when they do the monster trucks. You know?
Oh yeah, hardly. But I feel the power, Jor.
Good for you, girlfriend. Happy birthday, love.
Hey, thanks so
way
much,
to go,
guys.
Anna.
I love your show.
Thank you.
Happy.
Anna. Okay. Well,
I'm feeling better. Jor, I'm feeling better about snow tires for a birthday gift.
Yeah.
You gave me a hard time about a mailbox for Lori's birthday last year.
Well, that was lame.
No, it's practical.
Again, a mailbox with like a piece of jewelry in it. These are from her mother, so that's okay.
This is different.
We're still litigating.
Mom as opposed from your spouse. Right?
Thank you.
There's a difference.
We're still litigating this on the air. I apologize to listeners.
The mailbox had a tennis bracelet in it. Then maybe we could talk about it. Or the mailbox with like a ticket to Hawaii in it. Then maybe something.
Okay, move along.
All right. Well, tell us what's making you happy. And I don't know if Folker's there, if your sister's there, if they want to join in the happy hour.
They're downstairs. They're staying away. No, it's just great hanging out with family. My sister Joan and my dad Falker,
mm-hmm.
and my 90-year-old mother-in-law. She's just turning 90. We're having a birthday for her. She's been struggling with Alzheimer's for 11 years. She's mm-hmm. a fighter. She's hanging in there, and she has good days and bad days. She's amazing. So my wife's mom is. A superstar turning 90. And Tracy, my oldest son's wife, just got a new gig. I can't say where it is yet, but a very well-known business in Seattle. So excited about that for her.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on all of those things. And,
thanks,
so
George.
Starbucks, right? I mean,
that's Starbucks.
It's, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Do they have cruffins?
They have no. No. And I hope to never hear that word again.
That's the second time that word's come up on the show today, and I have not fired that clip yet, Paul.
And it must be just making you. Is it? Do you have like a twitch?
Oh, I'm twitching every time.
You really want to hit that button.
Looking at the screen, reaching over. No, I'm not going to do it.
While you're on the mic, Dan Cook, what is that? By the way, our phone number is 651-989-9226. Open phone lines. Dan Cook, what's making you happy?
Making me happy is nephew number 2, little Charlie, turned 5 years old yesterday.
Oh, so cute.
And when I talked to him last night, he'd gotten my sister-in-law is just this brilliant planner.
Well, she's a planner.
I mean, she just does all this amazing stuff. So she had made the kids pancakes in the shape of the name and then the age and the whole thing, right? And put that up on Instagram. And so when I talked to him last night and, you know, we were talking about his birthday and told him that I saw the pancakes, he declared that he was really, really tired of people asking him about the pancakes.
Oh, my God.
So if you see little Charlie Cook, all of 5 years old, do not ask him about the pancakes. He gets very upset.
Too bad his mom has such
that was fantastic. Well, he loved the pancakes.
Instagram
he just didn't
account.
Like being asked about the pancakes.
Oh, that's so cute.
No comment. I have no comment on the pancakes.
I can't
damn it.
Even stand it.
Yeah.
What am I happy about this week? I'm happy that I'm feeling better, have some health problems, nothing serious. And the kids and I are going to do something really fun this weekend. We are going to take the new pup, the dog. She's trained enough that we can take her to volunteer. So we're going to go over to Shalom Home in Minnetonka, and we are going to volunteer with the dog. So the dog goes to visit the elderly people and makes them really happy, and then the kids are there, and it's all it's fun for the kids, it's fun for the dog, it's fun for the elderly people. So that's a super fun thing that we're going to do this weekend, and they're all excited about it. And we're going to the golf show.
Is Nala puppy trained? She is trained now?
She is, yeah. She's going to be a year old in March, if you can believe it. And she's trained, and she's spayed. She has gotten rid of the cone of shame after her spaying. So she is ready to volunteer, and she's trained enough that she can be out in public among people.
So that's very cool.
We're excited about that, so we're excited to go over to Shalom Home. 651-989-9226 is our number. Jane is in Minneapolis. What's making you happy, love?
Oh, I didn't have to go back to the doctor's office and get some antibiotics for a cold.
Thank God. I hope you're feeling better, Jane.
Thank you, Jordana.
Got it. Feel better, Jane.
Good news, Jane.
Everybody seems to have the crud lately. Everybody that I come in contact with has something going on, and it's not good. So we hope you're all feeling better. Let's check out the text line here. Hold on. It keeps auto-populating. Jordan Paul, I'm happy because 2 weeks ago I tiered up to 100, and today I leveled up to 100 on Fortnite. First time ever.
Oh.
I sent a lot of 12-year-olds to the lobby. Signed GraySquirrel54. That must be his handle.
That's cool.
And you know what? They love their Fortnite. They love their Fortnite. So that's fantastic. Good for you, GraySquirrel54. Hey, guys, I'm going home to get whiskey drunk and smoke some pinners. I'm glad.
Good to know that some of John's old listeners are still hanging around.
And I'm really glad. They can call in. And we like it the way they say it better. Whiskey drunks and smoke some pinners. Mike's in Minneapolis. Mike, jump in here. What's making you happy, sir?
I was walking across the street today, and I slipped on the ice, and I danced, but I did not fall.
Attaboy.
I've had my bell rung more than once, and it's not fun.
Victory.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, be careful, buddy. That's really bad out there. Oh.
Yeah.
All right, well, congratulations to you, Mike. It's
Thank
the
you,
little
Mike.
Things in a Minnesota winter that have to make us happy.
Hey, Jordan, did you see it went viral worldwide, the guy that shoveled his driveway on skates?
Paul, that's on our Paul and Jordana Facebook page, if you'd like to take a
Is
look
it?
At it. Yes, we helped it go
viral. When did
viral
you put that up there?
Yesterday. And we also
really?
Put up the guy crawling up the icy street. Not that we like to watch people crawl, but he couldn't physically walk up the street because he was going to fall. So he crawls almost halfway up the street, and then he ends up sliding back down. And knows that he's fine. He didn't get hurt, but it's sort of a typical Minnesota winter.
You know, I found just personally walking, if you can walk on the lawn, you've got a bit. Now, granted, you don't always have lawns to walk on, but where available, instead of the street or the driveway or the sidewalk, walk on the lawn, and that has a little bit of give, a little bit of crunch, a little bit of traction that you might not have on a flat surface.
His texter says, I'm happy I got no speeding tickets this week. All right, I'm happy about that, too.
Well, there is
How
that.
Many did you get if it's a week-to-week kind of bit?
Right, absolutely. Rich and Kiki are heading up to the cabin up north to go snowmobiling. Oh, there's some great snow, Rich and Kiki. Enjoy that. You're going to have a great time. 651-989-9226. Julie, what's making you happy? Hi, Julie.
Hi. Just calling to say that I, too, love my snow tires. I would not like a mailbox for my birthday, but...
oh, God.
Sorry.
Okay.
But
right.
I
Thanks,
did
Julie.
I did donuts 1 year in front of a semi, and my snow tires, my first ever ones, cost more than the car had. Worth every penny.
You know what? That's the God's honest truth, but thank goodness they saved you, and you're safe. My
yep,
goodness.
Indeed.
All right, Julie, Thanks. Be safe out there.
Yep.
Thanks,
Bye-bye.
Julie.
You got it. Let's see. Let's go back to the text line. I see the calls coming in. Hey, guys, I'm happy we only have 4 months of winter left before our 2 months of summer.
Oh, no. Hey, look, it's going to be greening up in April, right?
Green up. Green up, Kat.
Greening up.
Hey, guys, I'm so happy this week is over, this texter writes. I'm a commercial driver, and all I've done is drive in traffic, snow, ice, accidents, slow and terrible driving conditions. Oh, I'm glad you're home safely, too.
Hey, Jor, that's a good point. You know, we grumble and groan about our commutes being 2X or 3X longer. Can you? I mean, the people that drive for a living, this has to be miserable. It's a tough job on a sunny, beautiful day. Mm-hmm. When it's like this, everything takes longer. Mm-hmm. Just trying to avoid other vehicles. I don't know how they do it.
Sean's in his car. What's making you happy, sir?
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. Say, I'm going up north to go to a fish tournament up on Rabbit Lake, north of Crosby.
Wow.
This weekend?
Yes.
Enjoy it. Fish tournament.
Cool.
So
good
ice fishing. That's some thick ice you got up there on Rabbit Lake. Sean in his car. Safe travels, my friend. In Coon Rapids. Paul, what's making you happy, sir?
Hi there. I am going to go with my wife to the Lafayette Dance Classic in Minnetonka on Sunday. I'm going to watch my beautiful wife dance with a couple of her partners. I hope to be doing it next year when I'm retired and can rehearse more.
Nice. So she dances with other people right now.
Yep. And we dance together, too, and I do some showcases with her, but the Lafayette Classic is a more of a high-end thing where everything is choreographed.
Is it ballroom dancing?
Wow. Yeah.
It's ballroom?
Oh, kind of a ballroom, and it's showcasing, and it's fancy stuff. It's kind of like what you'd see on Dancing with the Stars. It's really fun stuff.
So does she have an awesome dress?
Oh, yes. She's got many.
That's great. Oh, Paul, enjoy that. What a fun thing. Post some pictures on the Paul and Jordana site. We'd love to see that.
Oh, okay. I'll try and do that.
We would love to see
You've
that.
You've inspired me.
Yep.
Enjoy.
Hey, Jor. Mm-hmm. I was I gave a talk, and Paul kind of triggered a question I have for you, and I should probably not be doing this on the air.
Uh-oh.
You're making me nervous. Do I hit a button here? What's going on?
Well, yeah, just always hover over that button. No, I was giving a talk at a Rotary in Chanhassen, and a guy came up to me, introduced himself, professional ballroom dancer, and he said, Paul, you should do this. Valentine's Day is coming up. If you're looking for a unique gift, why not give lessons? Or, you know, bring your wife to lessons.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's too late to do that. You know, I feel like that ship has sailed.
You mean for Lori's birthday with the mailbox?
Well, I was thinking more for Valentine's Day. But what do you think? Have you ever done that with Handsome Husband? Have you taken ballroom dancing lessons?
No, but John Williams, our predecessor, used to do that with his wife all the time. He and Brenda used to do ballroom dancing, and they probably still do, and they loved it. So it is
so
very
like the tango
thing.
And the foxtrot,
the whole thing.
And all of that.
The whole thing. You should absolutely do that, man, if you're listening, along with the Abdullah candies and chocolates that you're going to get your spouse or your mate or your love or whomever, your girlfriend, for Valentine's Day, go with the lessons, too. That's a great idea.
I just think there'd be a lot of anguish, you know, weeping and bruised and bloody ankles.
You know what?
Big boy panties, Paul.
You got to.
What?
Big boy panties. Pull them on.
Put on my big boy pants.
That's right. Take a woman dancing. Let's get through a few.
As long as there's no video.
Hey, guys, I'm happy because next week I fly out to London to see my fiance and her amazing family. That's Jake from Painesville. Oh, Jake, I'm so glad. Nice. And good luck with that wedding. Keep us posted. Guys, I'm going to my cabin on Mille Lacs, and I'm going snowmobiling. A couple more will sneak in.
Good snow out there. Yeah.
Happy 80th birthday to Pat Nelson from Browerville. Happy 80th, Pat. Enjoy it. Guys, I'm happy that someone else is also getting whiskey drunk and smoking some pinners. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll join you in that when we all get home. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Tom is happy about his wife's new black leather boots. Okay, whatever gets you going. Tom, we're happy about that, too. We're a little bit late for the happy hour, but thank you for sharing your happy. We're always happy to hear what is making you happy. Right now, it is 5:49 at WCCO. That's time for a Wicks and Jewelers time check. You're looking to sell your old jewelry, watches, or collectibles? Visit Wicks and Jewelers in Bloomington for a free, no-obligation consultation. Sunday's the big announcement. You excited?
Excited would be the wrong word,
but interested.
I'm interested to see. I think it's a foregone conclusion.
Clearly.
You don't throw a big party to say, nah, I'm not going to run.
Right.
You don't, right?
Very exciting. So I get excited about everything. So I guess I'm excited. You know, something new, something different. Puts Minnesota in the national spotlight. I like that. So something to talk about. We are definitely going to be talking about that on Monday. Of course, our Crack News team will be following it. We'll be there live. You'll be hearing it on Sunday. Paul and I will be talking about that Monday. And this story that Netflix made $845 million last year, and they paid how much in taxes, Paul?
Zero.
$0.00. So, like, if you just signed up for Netflix and you're still doing, like, the first 3 months free, the amount you paid for Netflix, which was nothing, was the same amount they paid in taxes. That is astounding to me. So we're going to talk with the tax expert that analyzed all of this data, and he's going to explain the tax law to us that allowed that to happen.
It seems like there are fewer and fewer, but bigger and bigger companies. I mean, there's this tendency now for these monopolistic companies to, it seems like new technology, the big get bigger, and the people in the middle and the small companies just don't have a shot anymore. So you've got a handful, what do they call them? The FANG stocks, Facebook, Apple, Netflix, Google, and they're worth, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars. And it's sort of, they suck the oxygen out of the air. They make it very hard for little startups to have the same shot that they did to get ahead.
You know what? I don't begrudge. I'm a full-on capitalist. I don't begrudge anybody from growth, from having a great idea,
taking
market
not.
Share. But what I do, I have a problem with. It's not even Netflix. I don't have a problem with Netflix. Netflix used the tax code to their advantage. I use the tax code to my advantage. I have kids. I declare them. I want a rebate for that. That's fine. The fact that the American tax code allows them to pay $0 is my problem, because I am a taxpaying American. You are an American company, and you should pay taxes. My husband has an American company. He pays taxes. So should you, especially if you made $845 million in revenue last year.
Upton Sinclair said it best, hard to get a man to believe something when his salary depends on not believing that. So I agree with you. People with money use that money to find the loopholes. What, the tax code over 1,000 pages? And it's all loopholes. Everybody has their own special loophole.
Weren't we supposed to be able to simplify? To fill it out on an index card this year?
Can
you fill out yours on an index card? Dan Cook already filed his taxes because we got our W-2s last week. So that's not
And mine are pretty basic, and no, it was not an index card.
It was not an index card?
No, it was not an index card.
Yeah, so that's not happening. Well, maybe next year.
I was pleased.
Yeah.
By the time I got to the end of it, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, whatever. But I have a real problem with the fact that we live in a world where that happens, and I have
lots
of questions as to how that is possible, how that is even possible. And then, you know, there's this story that my kids sent me. This man in Asia is trying to sue his parents for giving birth to him. I don't know why the kids sent it to me. Yeah. I don't know why that should be a story that I have to cover.
But yeah. Is that a message?
That'll be beyond the headlines. Listen, you have a great time with Folker and Joan out there and Lori.
Thank you. Thank you, Jor. Thank you, Dan Cook. Thanks to our listeners. We'll catch you on Monday. God bless.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.